When promises clash with circumstances, will you contemplate your limitation or God's ability? Can you stand firm, refuse to waver, and glorify God even before the answer comes? Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. I hope you are enjoying this Abraham series. Wow, has it been intense just learning about our Father Abraham. You know, I was just thinking of Father Abraham has many sons has Father Abraham. If you haven't sang that song, it's a good old song. You got to check it out. Also, if you're enjoying the series and maybe not my singing, you can still like, subscribe, share, comment, place in that Washington Defender Huddle. We want to make sure we get the Word of God going out into the public square. We are attempting to change hearts so that we can change the culture, change the public square, change the policies, change those things, because out of the heart flows all the wellsprings of life. And so you can help us out. You can be a part today, be a Washington Defender by sharing this broadcast with others around you. So we're in Abraham without becoming weak in faith. And go to Romans chapter 4, verse 18. It says, in hope, against hope, he believed so that he might be the father of many nations according to which he had been spoken. So shall your descendants be. Without becoming weak in faith, he contemplated his own body. Now look at that. Without becoming weak in faith. I love this because Abraham teaches us an example of going through tough times where we have a promise from God and our present reality isn't matching up. And it says, without being weak in faith, he contemplated his own body now as good as dead since he was about 100 years old. Could you imagine if God's like, hey, listen up. You're going to have a kid. And you're 100. I mean, I have grandkids and I'm 51. So that's twice my age. I don't know that I'd be overly excited about that. Like, really? I'm going to have a kid? I'm starting over? Zero? Breastfeeding? All that kind of stuff? No, I don't know. But this was the promise of God. Now, as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old and the deadness of Sarah's womb. Yet, with respect to the promise of God, he did not waver in unbelief, but grew strong in faith, giving glory to God and being fully assured that what God had promised, he was able to also perform. Let's focus on that without becoming weak in faith. What is faith? What is it? Do I have it? Do you have it? Do we have faith in Jesus? What does that mean? Now, faith is the assurance or confidence of the things hoped for, the conviction or evidence of things that you can't see. So, do we have assurance that Jesus Christ is Lord? I would say yes. History bears it out. The Bible bears it out. My spirit bears it out. I have assurance that Jesus Christ is Lord. I have a conviction, even though I've never seen Jesus face to face. I have a conviction that even though I can't see him, he is. He is eternal. He is God. He is with us. I believe what the Word of God says to us is true. So, I have faith. Hopefully you have that same kind of faith. It's so important. So faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction, to have a conviction that Jesus Christ is Lord. Now, Abraham had this conviction even when his body was dead in one sense. He, unable, 100 years old, unable to reproduce. He said, I look at my present reality. I don't know what I can do, but I do know this, that God is able. There may be something in your life today that God has promised, and you got to take him at his word. He is a truthful, trustworthy God. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. That's why, like, oftentimes you hear when people give their testimony, they'll have prayed a prayer, something like this. Lord, if you're real, show yourself to me. In fact, I can remember praying that exact same prayer and God showed himself to me, that God rewarded me for seeking after him. He revealed himself to me through the Word of God. He showed himself. through different means of friends calling up and saying, hey, let's go to church. All these different things that God had planned for us. So understand this. Without having the assurance and a conviction of things hoped for, it's impossible to please God. You got to come to God. First, you must believe that God is. Do you believe that God is the creator? God made you, shaped you, molded you, and that he is the rewarder of those who seek him. I just want you to know this. If you get a hold of this one verse today, it can change your entire life, because you will understand that you are on divine destiny today as you walk through the public square, knowing that God, who began a good work in you, is faithful to complete it, that he'll accomplish each and every one of his promises. He is a faithful, faithful, faithful God. He is assured that he will accomplish that within you. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 5:7. For we walk by faith and not by sight. I've used this one in biblical counseling quite a bit when people are like, I just don't know if I can keep going. I say, well, if you add faith to the mix of your relationship with your spouse, what changes? Do you become less focused on their outward things, their disappointments, their frustrations? What changes when you focus on faith and saying, I'm not seeing where that person is today. I'm seeing the potential that God sees in my spouse. You may have that opportunity today. Or it could be a coworker, someone that you're sitting down with and you're like, I don't see the potential, but God, give me eyes to see them. For we walk by faith, not by sight. What we see in our eyes or with our eyes is so, so very little of what God is doing. We need to have the discernment of the Holy Spirit. So faith comes from hearing, and hearing the word by the word of Christ right here. You want to develop your faith? Pick up the good old Bible and start reading it aloud. This will help you so, so very much to build up your faith and proclaim it from the rooftops. Begin to shout it out, that word, that it can just take root into your life and into your heart. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is a gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one can boast. By grace you've been saved through faith. So grace was the payment, faith was the mechanism. So if you have faith in Jesus Christ, it's because he's poured out his grace upon you. It's not a part of works, so that anyone should boast. I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith. Have you crucified yourself with Jesus Christ today? Have you laid down your rights, your tendencies, your abilities, your reputation? Have you laid it down at the feet of Jesus today and say, I don't live by my flesh any longer. I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me. That is a powerful day. I live by faith today. I live by faith. I've crucified my fleshly desires. By faith, I will not give in to that sin. By faith, I will walk in purity and wholeness. By faith, I will walk in the sound mind. By faith, I will overcome and find joy today. By faith, depression flees. Do you see what I'm saying? Like you begin to look beyond your flesh, your corpse just laying over there, and you look to Almighty God and you say, God, you are so much more able than I could ever dream of or imagine. Jesus said to him, because you have seen me and have you believed, blessed are they who did not see me and yet believe. And Jesus answered, have faith in God. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says is going to happen, it will be granted him. Therefore I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they will be granted to you. So these last two are really powerful. The first one is, most of us haven't seen Jesus, right? I mean, there may be some of us that have a dream or a vision or something like that, but for the most part, we haven't seen him. But we're blessed because we believe in him. Our relationship is 100% on faith. And what I mean by that is, yes, we have historical, archaeological, we have biblical evidence. We have lots of evidences, but we still haven't seen them. the reality is that you have to have faith in something. You either have to have faith that there is no God, that you are scum dust that came up to be a human being, that you evolved into this wonderful creation. You have to have faith in something. Why not have faith in Almighty God? You know it's true. God has written his law upon your hearts. You are convicted by the Holy Spirit. He has spoken to you. He's shown himself to you. He's made himself known to you. Just believe in him. Surrender. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day that you turn to the living God and allow him to be glorified. The second verse is interesting because this is about our prayer life. And if we have faith the size of a mustard seed, and we say to this mountain, be moved and cast into the sea, he will do it. Now, sometimes when it comes to certain areas of our life, we're like, I don't see how God is going to do this or why he wants to do this. These things are not just material items or things like that that we should be praying for. These are things aligned with God's will. Do you believe God? When you pray to God, do you believe that your prayers go to God's incense, the bowl of incense in heaven that we see in Revelation, I think it's chapter 4 or 5, right in that area? I do. God hears every single one of my prayers, and he hears every one of yours. So let me pray for you. I hope you have a great day, that today that you will not waver in your faith, but you will boldly proclaim the name above all names, Jesus Christ, even over your trials and circumstances today, that you would just stand strong knowing that Jesus Christ is Lord. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this day, and I thank you that we can go throughout the day without wavering in our faith. Go before us today, surround us today, speak into our hearts and to our minds. Allow your spirit to come in and just build up our faith. We pray for the word of God to go out of us today, God, that we would stand firm in your word. Lord, your word is a light into our path. It is the hope that we hold on to. And so we just love you. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, for dying on the cross for our sins and resurrecting again from the dead. God, we thank you that you go before us in all things. Lord, let that same crucified Christ in us, let that same spirit that resurrected from the dead rise up in us and give us faith and hope today. God, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy and your grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.